KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Geopolitics, polarization, budget concerns, all topics that can cause tension in the workplace. NCRC can help seasoned and emerging leaders navigate polarizing issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, April 13th. Most college students across San Diego are using AI. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The Orion spacecraft Integrity and its crew returned to Earth Friday evening. The splashdown took place off the coast of San Diego and wrapped up the 10-day Artemis mission. The four crew members traveled farther away from Earth than any humans before them. Sailors stationed at Naval Base San Diego and Naval Air Station North Island were part of the recovery of the Integrity and its astronauts. A judge denied a request by the city of San Diego to dismiss a lawsuit challenging its trash collection fees. The legal challenge comes by way of some local homeowners after the passage of Measure B. The measure put an end to free trash pickup for single-family homes. The group of local homeowners is alleging that the trash collection fee violates a state ballot measure that says utility fees cannot exceed the cost of providing services. The city's counterargument is that over the next 4 years, projected revenues from the fees wouldn't exceed the cost of services. The suit is likely bound for trial, which is tentatively set to begin next month. The San Diego Air Pollution Control District's governing board last week voted in favor of stricter policies for the amount of air pollution warehouses and their diesel trucks can generate. As first reported by CBS 8, the overall goal is to decrease air pollution in the county's most polluted and vulnerable neighborhoods, like our South Bay, which is already burdened with the ongoing Tijuana River sewage crisis. CBS 8 says that there are 6,700 warehouses across the county, ranging anywhere from 50,000 to 100,000 square feet. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS Roundtable offers perspectives from those telling San Diego stories. Join us for weekly conversations with reporters and storytellers, adding depth and context to the headlines driving the news in the San Diego region. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
New data confirms something many people might already suspect. Most San Diego College students are using artificial intelligence. Education reporter Katie Anastas says they also have concerns about accuracy and job security.
Students, faculty, and staff across the state filled out a survey about AI last fall. Nearly 90% of San Diego students said they use ChatGPT. Most agreed AI will become an essential part of most professions. But they also had concerns. Zoe Lamb studies political science at San Diego State University. She says she uses AI to help her write essays and get summaries of reading assignments.
I'm too reliant or dependent on it, and I'm aware of that, but I'm still using it, so.
San Diego State professor David Goldberg helped develop the survey. He says Lamb's mixed feelings about AI are common.
They use AI to study for an exam or to create flashcards in a way that helps them improve their performance in class. But at the same time, there are these concerns about, are they over-relying on it? And is it replacing some of the cognitive development that is supposed to go on in these courses?
More than 8 in 10 students said they worry about AI's effects on creativity, privacy, and job security. San Diego State now offers a brief course on AI for students, faculty, and staff. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
A San Diego lawmaker wants chain restaurants to identify drinks packed with sugar. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says a new bill moving through Sacramento would require labels on beverages that exceed recommended sugar limits.
That morning coffee, afternoon soda, or smoothie could soon come with a label.
SB 869 is about transparency.
Senator Akilah Weber-Pearson wants people to know how much sugar is in their drinks. The new bill would require chains to label anything containing more than 25 grams of sugar.
A lot of families don't realize how harmful that is to their teeth and to their overall health.
San Diego County pediatric dentist Phaedra White has spent years advocating to reduce sugary drink consumption. White says what she sees in the exam chair often starts with what's in the cup.
So we're seeing extensive decay in our communities due to the added sugars.
In a letter opposing the bill, the California Restaurant Association says the mandate would be costly and unnecessary. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
The County Water Authority signed a new agreement Thursday to sell water to Riverside County. As Voice of San Diego's Scott Lewis explains for our latest Why It Matters segment, it's the latest balancing act of high rates and securing a vital resource.
Two water districts in northern San Diego County, the Rainbow Municipal Water District and Fallbrook Public Utility District, left the San Diego County Water Authority about 3 years ago. Their leaders said the water rates were too high. The two agencies serve largely farming communities, and they decided to switch to the Riverside County-based Eastern Municipal Water District. Now, in a twist, almost 3 years later, the Eastern District has agreed to buy water from the San Diego County Water Authority. It's the second sale of its kind in the last month. San Diegans pay some of the highest water rates in the country, as we've previously reported, and that investment has actually bought access to excess water. San Diego will be giving Riverside about enough water for 25,000 households each year for the next 21 years. In exchange, the Water Authority will get about $14 million per year. The water sales are supposed to ease the burden of future rate increases on San Diegans. All the things we bought, the desalination plant in Carlsbad and the water we bought from the Imperial County, are still not paid for, and bills will have to go up to do that. But this will have significant impact on how much, if at all, those bills rise. For Voice San Diego, I'm Scott Lewis, and that's why it matters.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
On The Finest, streaming is changing music. Algorithm-driven and designed to be frictionless, critics say Spotify has made music more bland and our listening mindless. And with payouts under 1 cent per stream, most artists are scraping to get by. We talked to one local musician trying to do something about it.
We need laws, baby. We need, like, big guns. We need something that we can point to and be like, this is illegal.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.